talk about inflation, you can see it at the grocery store, especially when you get to the meat market side and you start looking at the prices of beef. There is a disconnect from that producer level to what we see there, and that really opens the door to talk about your work with cattle transparency and markets. What's happening?
Yeah, well, I'm very excited about our Cattle Transparency Act that we have. As you know, Senator Grassley has worked for many years in looking at how to be able to have more transparency, more information to livestock producers so they could make wise decisions when they are marketing their cattle. He's had a bill up that's called 5014 for, I think, about 20 years. So I looked into what can we do to get a solution again, to find some way to get to our goal here of having those tools available for ag producers. So I came up with a bill as well. And Senator Grassley and I, along with our co-sponsors on the Democrat side, Senator Wyden, Senator Tester, we were able to come together this last week, finally nailed it down, and we'll be introducing a bill today. That's a compromised version. It follows a lot of what I had in my bill. It deals with regions to establish that base price on an 18-month average that USDA will come up with. It'll have a contract library, just a number of things. And again, it's to provide that information to be more transparent and really to help producers have information so they can make well-informed decisions.